So we went, we stopped in England and got a North Sea pilot. And I was talking to him on the bridge of the wing, and told him I'd always wanted to go to Russia. And he says, "Me too." I said, "Well, what do you mean? Ain't you been there?" "No." So we had this, usually this, you get a pilot because he knows the waters real good, and he didn't know man better than we did once we got close to Russia. But when we was about 20 miles from Leningrad, there was a pilot boat, and we got a pilot, but it was all sea ice from 20 miles out from Leningrad. So we had to follow an icebreaker to get in there. So we get in there, and we drop the anchor, and it won't go through the ice. So we pick it up and dropped it again, and went through that time. Didn't hardly need an anchor anyway, because it was iced in. And we had a icebreaker launch to take us ashore for shore leave. We was there for about 17 days. And when we left, we didn't have much cargo. One of the cargoes we had about 100 Russian farm tractors that they was going to sell over here in the United States. And so they didn't weigh that much. Took up a lot of space down the holes. So on the way out, the sea ice was out to about 60 miles now. And this being a steamship, the intake for our condenser was just below the waterline. So it's sucking in ice cubes all the time, and you can't go very fast. And the icebreaker got disgusted with us because we couldn't keep up with them. So they ended up hooking up a tow line to us. And the icebreaker towed us through the ice. Then we got outside there and we went on our own. Came back to New York. And we laid the ship up. And then about a week later, they got another charter for it to go to the Azores with all military PX supplies. Most of it was like pallets of beer. So we went to the Azores and discharged that and then headed back to the Gulf. The orders were just proceed to the Gulf of Mexico. They were still trying to find more work for us, but they didn't. And we went to down to Port Arthur, Texas, and laid the ship up in a swamp down there, really. It wasn't any dock. You just drove it into a swamp and tied it up to some trees. But on the way there, we was going through the Bermuda Triangle. Well, I wasn't on watch. Third mate was on watch. And they say there was this thing came up out of the water and came right at them. And they got scared enough, so they turned the ship around and was trying to outrun a supposedly flying saucer. And they're the only ones that saw it, but I know they were some shook up about it. But anyways, it didn't bother us, went away, and we proceeded down to the Bahamas, and we anchored off Bahamas, and they brought out some fuel to us in a barge, and we got to go ashore for a few hours in the Bahamas. The only clothes we had was for Russia, so it wasn't very comfortable going ashore in winter clothes in the Bahamas. But anyways, the ship was laid up down there, and it stayed there for a long, long time. And then they finally got a charter for it for a load of grain, and some other crew took it to India, and then they scrapped it over there.